إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أرحب بكم جميعا. I welcome all of you. We continue tonight in our class, which is this class is here on Saturday night, about the family issues, topics and matters related to the family that will help us to strengthen the ties of the family. In the light of these talks, we'll bring to you from our noble scholars, those of us are doing good should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because tawfiq is from Allah, and continue to do that. And those like myself who are struggling and have a lot of things to do and a lot of work to do, inshallah, then this is the opportunity for us to pay attention to these guidelines from our noble scholars, so that we can be amongst the best, inshallah ta'ala. سنتكلم الليلة عن الحقوق الزوجية لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد المفتي عبد العزيز على الشيخ حفظه الله. الحمد لله, last week we finished the series we were talking about the education of our children. Just those series, we're not done with that topic. We're going to come back to it again because of the importance of that topic, تربيه الاولاد. We're not finished with it, the education of our children, but we just want to, inshallah ta'ala, deal with other topics, and we may go back to them inshallah ta'ala as needed. The talk we're going to start today in series about the rights of spouses. This is a fiqh of a family and a society. This here, al-huquq al-zawjiyyah, branch from the main topic, fiqh al-usra wal-mujtama', the fiqh of family and society. Because if you remember, when we took the classes about the family is a brick in a society. And if the family is stable, productive, then it will reflect in a good way on the society. And the opposite is true. I'm going to tell you what the Sheikh is going to talk about, because he mentioned 12 points, what the Sheikh is going to talk about. This is a summary, mulakhas, a summary of the Sheikh's talk. Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, the Mufti of the Saudi Arabia in our times, حفظه الله. Number one, من أسباب السعادة الزوجية معرفة الحقوق والواجبات. From the main means that brings happiness, joy, stability, tranquility in the marriage is that the husband and wife, they should know what are their rights and what are their obligations. Number two, حقوق الزوجة على زوجها, the rights that the woman, that the wife have over her husband. Number three, وجوب المعاشرة بالمعروف وتحريم الإضرار. A man living with his wife with kindness and in a good manner and not harming her, that's an obligation, not an option. Number four, الصبر والتحمل مطلوب من الزوج. To be patient and to endure the things a husband see from his wife, this is something that is recommended. This is something that the husband should look up to be patient. Number five, نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس لأهله. We want to be amongst the best. Let us always keep in mind that our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was the best husband. And he is the example for us. Number six, مراعاتُ ضعف المرأة. As a husband, a man, not like this wicked, you know, communities and societies of today, when a woman can be a man, I don't know how they do that. سأل الله السلامة والعافية. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, safety and protection. May Allah protect us. Especially now it's spreading all over. Now the husband, which he is a man, he has to take in consideration when he deal with his wife that she has some weakness with her. The woman has weakness, ضعف. Number seven, حقوق الزوجة على زوجته. In the 7 points, the Shaykh is going to talk about the rights that the husband have over his wife. ثامنا, number eight, التحذير من معصية الزوج وبيان وجوب طاعته. In this point, number eight, is a warning for the women, those who are married, a warning for them not to disobey their husbands. Rather, in this point, it's going to be made clear that obeying their husbands in that which is permissible is an obligation upon them, not an option. Number nine, فضل المرأة الصالحة. Point number nine, the Shaykh is going to mention the virtue and the merit of a righteous wife, of a righteous woman. Number ten, فضل المرأة التي تجمع وتؤلف. Point number 10, the Shaykh is going to talk about the virtue and the merit of a wife that keeps the family together. Not the family that destroys everything. Not the wife that destroys the whole family. No, a wife that she is concerned that her family stays together. Number 11, مصيبه المرأة التي تفرق وتتلف. The opposite points. A woman, a wife, through her actions, statements, decisions, destroy and divide the family, that's a calamity. That woman is a calamity in that marriage. And number 12, lastly, الحكمة في معالجة المشاكل, that wisdom is the main key in addressing problems, marital problems, and trying to find solutions. طيب, now we, alhamdulillah, this is what the Shaykh, this is a summary of what the Shaykh spoke about. But we're not going to mention point number one, point, this is what the talk is about. So it's going to be all in one basket, as they say. Alright? But these are the main keys and the main points that are included in the Shaykh's talk, Hafidahullah. Of course, the Shaykh, first of all, he reminds us of taqwa of Allah. فَإِنَّ مَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ وَقَاهُ وَيَسَّرَ لَهُ أُمُورَ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ. Of course, the ulama, they always, any talk they want to talk about anything, they do not forget, usually they do not forget to remind the people about these very important matters, which is taqwa. We have to have taqwa of Allah. And taqwa of Allah is not just a statement that a person says or hears. Rather, taqwa of Allah is to act upon His commands and to stay away from His prohibitions. As legislated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I understand it's not easy. We're human beings. We're wrong ourselves. But as long as we know what it means to have taqwa and to try to establish the true meaning of it, not just say, oh yeah, may Allah give us taqwa, alhamdulillah, but then we still follow whatever He wants to do. No, if you find yourself being drafted or pulled towards evil, say, look man, I still have to work on this taqwa, because taqwa is to stay away from evil. Well, I find myself around it. I find myself looking at it, listening to it, doing it, touching it, eating it, surrounded by it. What taqwa am I on for real? Because taqwa is to stay away from evil, to stay away from sins. That's what taqwa means. Along with acting upon the commands of Allah and doing good deeds. Doing good deeds, staying away from evil deeds. Listening to the Quran and don't listen to music. Speak the truth and don't lie. Okay? As an examples. As just an examples. Pray Fajr in time and don't pray it after sunrise. This is taqwa. You're acting upon the commands of Allah, staying away from the prohibitions. And of course, the taqwa has many benefits. But for those that have taqwa, Allah makes things easy for them in this life and in the hereafter. That's the comprehensive thamara and fruit of taqwa. عباد الله إن من أسباب سعادة الزوجين قيام كل منهما بما يجب عليه نحو صاحبه. The Shaykh says, he began by saying, O servant of Allah, indeed, from the means that brings and guarantees joy, happiness, and stability and peace of mind, that bring joy between the spouses, is that when both of them fulfill their obligations towards the other one. That's what's going to bring joy and happiness. When both of them, they fulfill the obligation that are upon them towards each others. And this will bring and open a window here that the husband needs to know what is his obligations. The woman, she needs to know what is her obligations. Of course, I wanted to say also is that this topic is very important for us, both those who are married and those who are not. Whether you are single, never been married before, or you've been married and whatever happened, we're not going to ask you what happened, and now you're looking to get married again, then this is very important for you to know. Very important. Because as a human being, nobody's hope for trouble. Nobody want to go back home after he got married, spend a lot of money, alhamdulillah. No, nobody wants to go home for fight. Nobody wants to go home and start a bad conversation. No, a man wants to go home and find tranquility. It's enough what the man go through at work, driving to work. Now he want to go home and find peace, tranquility, serenity, joy, love, harmony. He don't want to see the same thing he sees in a work and a street from strangers, unless if his wife is stranger to him. And that's a big problem. So they need to know their obligations both. And that's what's going to bring harmony, joy, happiness, and love, and the like. الفقيام الزوج بالواجب عليه وقيام المرأة بالواجب عليها يكفل للبيت السعادة والهناء بتوفيق من الله. The Shaykh Abdul Aziz al-Shaykh حفظه الله, he says, when a woman, here the wife, when we say the woman, now we're talking about, we may refer to it sometimes, the Shaykh, as the woman or as the wife, but it all mean the woman that is married, the woman that have a husband. He says here, the wife, when she, the husband first, when he act upon his obligations, fulfill his obligations in the marriage, and the woman fulfill hers, that's what brings joy and happiness and tranquility and stability and peace into the marriage. But the Shaykh, he mentioned something important, by tawfiq from Allah. But this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله جل وعلا يقول الشيخ حفظه الله والله جل وعلا في كتابه العزيز قد بين للزوجين الواجب على كل منهما فقال في سورة البقرة ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah in ayah 228 in his noble book Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah has made the obligations that are upon both of them about that are upon the spouses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And they, meaning the wives, have rights over their husbands, similar to those of their husbands over them. Okay? And they, meaning the women, the wives, have rights over their husbands. Here they explain them, but I'm not going to read what mentioned in Noble Quran, because that's, we're going to learn it in the class in detail. Okay? Similar to those of their husbands over them. So the husband have rights over her, over his wife, and the wife have rights over her husband. Some men have no clue what these rights and obligations. They just get together and they think, look, the most important thing in marriage is finding a place. And they find that apartment or that house or that duplex or whatever it is. And then they move there, and then after a couple of weeks, some people not even, a couple of days, and then they start fighting. And problems. And then she's like, subhanAllah, well, I'm cooking. He's like, I'm paying the bills. Why we have problems? Well, you don't have problems with the landlord because he's paying the bills. And you don't have problems with Georgia Power because he's paying the electric bill, right? But now you have problems because you're not paying other bills. You don't know what they are. Okay, you're giving the Georgia Power their right. You're giving the landlord his right. But you're not giving your wife her right. That's the problem. You don't have a problem with the landlord. They say, where is the problem? Yeah, here's the problem, because you're not giving her right. And her too, she's not giving you your right. That's the problem. It's not just getting together and having a place. Hey, now. It's very important. فَأَخْبَرَ تَعَالَى أَنَّ لِلزَّوْجَةِ حَقًّا كَمَا أَنَّ عَلَيْهَا وَاجِبًا وَلِلزَّوْجِ حَقٌّ كَمَا أَنَّ عَلَيْهِ وَاجِبًا. Sheikh Saleh, Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, Hafidhahullah, if sometimes I say Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, please forgive me, that's a mistake. This is Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh. Their names are similar, so. Sheikh Abdul Aziz, sometimes I may even Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz. All right, so pay attention with me. This is Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, okay? Jazakum Allah khair. Unless if I wanted to add a statement of benefit from the Mashayikh, I will mention that, inshallah ta'ala. The Mufti, yeah, he's the Mufti still, right now, alhamdulillah. Hafidhahullah. So he mentioned, he says, in this ayah, Allah informing us that in the same way the wife has rights to be fulfilled by her husband, but in the same way she has obligations toward her husband. See? Which are the rights of her husband, see? And the same way the husband have rights. Yeah, where is my right, sister? You gotta obey me, right? But he has an obligation too. Some men, they want every single right to be fulfilled by the woman. But he don't sit by himself, look, man, I'm not gonna ask her about every single right until I fulfill every single obligation. You know what that is called? Justice. Being just. And it's vice versa. The woman, she asking her husband, she knows, she do the homework, she knows her rights. She tell him the hadith, Sahih al-Bukhari, what Imam Ahmed said about the hadith. Sheikh bin Baz commentary, and Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Muqbil, but then she doesn't mention the obligations. Why? That's cheating, deception. No, learn both. Both of them. The rights. Whenever you talk about rights, there is something right in front of them, right there, looking at them, is obligations. All right. Now the Sheikh says, فالحق الواجب على الزوج نحو امرأته. Now he began by the rights of the woman, meaning those obligations upon the husband. So the husband's obligations, they are the wife's rights. طيب. The Sheikh, he began by talking about the women, the rights, and whatever reason, Allah A'lam. He says, فالحق الواجب على الزوج نحو امرأته الإنفاق عليها. Maybe because it's a custom, Allah A'lam, you know, give the women credit first. Even in the people, they say ladies and gentlemen. They don't say gentlemen and ladies. They mention the women first out of respect. Allahu A'lam. The Sheikh, he began by the obligations upon the husband, which are the rights of the wife. قال فالحق الواجب على الزوج نحو امرأته الإنفاق عليها وكسوتها والتعامل معها بالمعروف وكف الأذى عنها وحسن العشرة. Five things the Sheikh mentioned. The rights of the wife over her husband, which is, by the way, these are what? Obligation for the husband. The women's rights are the man's obligation. But this is towards not any woman, this is towards his wife, his woman, his wife. To take care of her, meaning to spend on her. The spending is on the wife, on the husband actually, sorry. Taking care of the household, rent, or maybe they don't have to pay rent. Maybe, alhamdulillah, they own a place. Bills, any bills, food, anything, kiswa, clothing, all of this is upon the husband. There is no such thing 50-50 in Islam. These are roommates. When two men share an apartment, they sit down and say, look, 50-50, right? All right, there is no 50-50 and there is no 50-50. Maybe those know what I just talk about. So there is Islam in here. Right, man, we got to apply Islam. We don't like, oh yeah, she got money. No, she got to pay the rent. She got money, she don't have money. You gotta have a text. Do you have a text, brother? Do you have an ayah that says the woman, when she has money, she has to pay rent now? قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say to them, present your proofs if you are truthful. And may Allah make us from the truthful ones. Ameen. So the first thing, that the man, he's the one who spent. It's, yeah, subhanAllah. Me personally receive calls and they having problems and they trying to resolve the problems. And when I investigate, because you have to investigate, the man doesn't work. And who work? The woman. The woman working, the man is not working, and they want to find some resolution. You gotta apply the deen of Allah, man. You know, apply the deen of Allah. And the ulama, our noble scholar, they said there is a lot of evil that come with that. When a man is not working and a woman she is. So who's taking care of who? The woman, she's the one that paying the rent. She's the one that paying the bills. She's the one that bringing food. She's the one that buying him clothing, the man. And maybe before she go to work, he beg her, you know, you're going to leave something for some coffee, some Dunkin' Donuts or what. You know, she's putting in his pocket some money, and now he's gonna tell her, oh yeah, don't go outside with that. She's like, what? Who's taking care of her here? He can't tell her anything now. Turns the other way around. Kiswatuha. He has to clothe her, buy her clothing. And you have to do it with love, don't like. All right, I'm buying her some clothing. Get together. No, you gotta do it because this is your obligation. And that's her right. You're gonna do it with love, with a cheerful face. the woman shouldn't beg the man to buy her something. That's very bad. A man go and buy a lot of clothes for himself, and he has, and the woman, she has to beg him, man. Her heels are bleeding because she already have a hole in her shoe. But he has a full, I don't know, closets of shoes. No, that's not right. You gotta make sure that she's comfortable. You buy her clothing that is enough for her. It doesn't mean that you're gonna buy her whatever she see other women wearing. No, buy her enough. She shouldn't be like begging, oh, when are you going to buy me something? I can't go outside. I can't even walk. May I do shoes? No, you gotta, that's your responsibility, brother. And buy her something comfortable. You don't buy her anything. Put yourself on those shoes. Now, you like comfortable shoes, something nice, doesn't give you problems. You want to do the same thing for your wife. You buy her good shoes, nice clothing, inshallah. Number three, التعامل معها بالمعروف. Look, this is her rights. And it is my obligation, because I'm a husband, to deal with her with kindness. Three. Al-infaq is one, al-kiswa two. To deal with her with kindness. The way you talk to her. The way you look at her. The way you behave around her as a wife, you have to be the best things. Give your best around your wife. Can we do that? Or do we still have problem with that? Are we still going to be like those people who give their best to strangers? In a gas station, just somebody just pull in. You're in a pump 7 and a pump 8. They go together, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7, 8. All right, somebody stranger. Says, it just take one. They say, hi. Oh, hi, how you doing? And you big smile on your face. But when a man, the same person, get in his house, frowning. I hope none of us is that man. I hope so. Oh man, he's for example, he's trying to pay any bill or whatever. A kafir, a woman, she's not even dressed properly. And she says, sir, would you give me a minute? I'll be there with you. Who take your time? What's she doing? Maybe she's putting a makeup on herself. No, take your time. It's okay, no problem. It's okay. Take your time, sis. Right? Now he's like, he called his wife, look, we're going somewhere. And he get in, try to rush her. She's like, can you give me a minute? I'm putting my shoes on. What? See, you always want to start something? Oh, my goodness. You not understanding? What's wrong with you? The kafir told her, take all your time. Take the whole day. His wife, she asked for 1 minute. He's like, that made a big problem, right? You think this is entertainment? It's reality, man. Some big problems start like this. Start just like that, big fight, destroying the whole marriage, just because that man didn't know how to act at that particular moment. The woman says, give me a minute. He couldn't give her a minute. Kafira, you have all day. If that kafira said to him, can you come back in half an hour? You got 1 hour. He's going to go drive around and come back with a smiley face. His wife asked for 1 minute. Yeah. If your wife or my wife says, let's learn now. What we're learning from here now. If my wife said, because I'm just like you, brother. You think like I got it all packed? Yeah. So, this is for me. Now, if my wife or anyone of wives says, give me a minute, what do you do? Say, so you got it. 10 minutes? Are you sure? You want me to say your name on the mic? So what do you do, brother? Say you got it, honey. Not like, you got it. Yeah, no. No, he says, okay, no problem. Take more than 1 minute. What do you do at that time? Sit and looking for her? 35 seconds. Hurry up, sis. You're running out of time. No. Now she, you put her under pressure. She's going to put the left foot on the right. And he's like, sunnah bid'ah. Nah, there's no sunnah bid'ah here. Man, you're putting the woman under pressure. Go read some Quran, ya akhi. Tell her, okay, honey, I'm here waiting for you. Go, get the mushaf, finish your juz. Did you finish it? What's that? Go review that chapter of Kitab al-Tawheed. Right, Amir? Mashallah. Well, go run the vacuum. Go pick up your shoes. They still in the living room. Right or wrong? That breakfast she cooked for you or she cooked for me. I'm not too big on breakfast, by the way. So, that plate still on the table. While she's putting her shoes on or whatever, now she's going to see you picking up that plate, trying to run the vacuum. That's going to put a big smile in her face. Right or wrong? And when you have a woman with a smile in your car, it's not like when you have a woman with no smile in your car. Trust me. Take it from someone who knows. You have a woman with a big smiley face in a car, mashallah, the ride is going to be smooth. But you still have to put your seatbelt on. But now, you already started something. You made her upset. She's with you now. Man, I'm telling you what. Just don't get there. Be nice. That's why. This is her right to be nice to her. When you talk, choose the best. Yeah, subhanAllah. We have in the Messenger of Allah, the best example. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Choose the best statements when you address your wife. How you doing, honey? Try to see, to read her face, read her emotions. Just from the way she talks, the way she walks, she's telling you that, look, that she's been through something. Or that sometimes our wife, she wanna, they give us so many hints. But we don't care. Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, mashallah, my neck hurts. Yeah, right. That's what we say in our mind. She's trying to tell you, look, that mashallah, can you just prepare food today? She already cooked it. Can you just put it on the table? That's what she's saying. She said, oh, I'm tired today. I had a lot of things to do. And the kids, they were a little bit, what? You tell me, you're a kid. Huh? You're a little bit too much today. What's my wife is telling me at that moment? Help, brother. Help. H-E-L-P. That she's saying, look, man, I'm running out of what? Energy. What is Abdurrahman? Patience. Whatever the other Abdurrahman. You're not married. So don't answer this one. Khushu. Subhanallah. That's why I said don't answer this one. Focus. That's why a woman at that time, she's losing it, as we say, literally. And now, at that moment, you say, honey, don't worry about it. I got it. Please sit. Please, please, please sit. Alhamdulillah, you've done more than enough. Jazakallah khair. Give her a kiss on her head. Why not, akhi? Tell her, no. Give her a hug. Say, sit. I'm serving. And that's easy for me. Since you already did the most of it. You cooked and all of that. Don't worry about it. Sit down. Now, some of us, we don't know that language. We don't, like, she's calling for help, and we just sit. Now, she may drop something or something, now we're going to blame her. No. It's very important. At-ta'amul bil-ma'roof. Actions, too. They have to be nice, kind towards her. Number four, kafful adha. You have to protect her from any harms, especially your harms. Now, subhanAllah, we are obliged to protect them from harms, and it turns out that we are the source of their harms. You think that makes sense to you? We have to protect them. Are we the one that the source of their trouble? No, we protect them from harm. anything that harmful for them, for their religion. Not we're talking about harm, you think just roaches and whatever, spiders. No, man. I got it, honey. No, what about the religion? Things that would harm her religion, her aqidah. You gotta get out of the house. Anything that will harm her manners and her behavior, her etiquette, should go. Mayna. And of course, things that harm her health, things that hurt her feelings. Women, they very sensitive. But some men, they want to take that role. They want to be sensitive. Instead, wait until you're going to see what the Sheikh says. We men, we have to be men. And we have to be patient. Some men, he's the one of playing like sensitive. The woman going to have give him a hug and say, "How you doing, honey? I got you. Don't worry about it. I'm here for you." No, this is the man who's supposed to do this for his wife. "I got you, honey. Don't worry. I'm here now." All right? Let's remember a line of poetry by one of the great scholars of Hadith. His name, Ali ibn Muhammad ibn al-Husayn al-Busti. Ali ibn Muhammad ibn al-Husayn al-Busti, rahimahullah. They say he died in a year, around the year 400 of the Hijrah. Why I remember, because I just read this before I came. I was reading. He has lines of poetry. And in that he says, أقبل على النفس واستكمل فضائلها فإنك بالنفس لا بالجسم إنسان. He says, أقبل على النفس واستكمل فضائلها. Says, take care of your soul. Purify it. Make sure that your soul complete perfection and get to that perfection. Make sure that your soul get all the virtues. And then he says, because that's what makes you a human being. The soul, not just the body. That's what makes you a human being. The soul, your soul, not your body. Now you find certain people, they do it the other way around. You find those who don't know, really don't understand the purpose, they take care of their bodies. They spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of efforts, pumping, and they neglect their what? Their soul. That's why they're terrible in the way they talk, the way they do things. Terrible, big guy. But the soul is, I don't know what's in it. Now you find other people like our noble scholars. SubhanAllah, you find them, they're very thin. You can put one of them in your pocket. A very small guy. But what is his soul? The akhlaq, the good manners, the karam, the courage. Yeah, SubhanAllah. Big soul. Small body. Not big body, small soul. Should be the other way around. That's why we find some of the narrations that some of the ulama of the Salaf, that we follow their example, some of them says, "Look, I've been working on my soul for the past 40 years, trying to get it on the path, I'm still couldn't do it. And I'm not living that alone, 40 years. Well, let's be honest, every one of us, how much time a day do we really sit and spend into trying to say, "Look, man, you soul, talk to your soul, man. Just don't do it in front of people. They think you're crazy. Go somewhere to some park, man, and talk. Say, you, my soul, giving me a lot of trouble. And you know who's the problem for real? It's me, because I'm not dealing with you." Can you imagine you have somebody has a pet? They say, because you're not supposed to have dogs, but let's just say somebody have a dog. All right? All right, somebody have a dog, and they let the dog do whatever, in the house, outside the house, in the neighbors, causing a lot of problems. Is it the dog really? Or the owner of the dog? It's the owner of the dog. If that owner have a place for the dog, have a, what is it? Help me out. A leash for it. and that said the dog's gonna stay there. So we just let our soul, our nafs, get anything you want, good or bad. And later on, we're like, why we have all these problems? Why we having all these obstacles? Why it's so difficult for us, man? We can't even make a progress. We're going backward. It's all about the soul. Work on your souls. Ya ibadallah. Wa husnul ishra. Number five, that you live with her on a most honorable way and terms. وقد سأل رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما حق امرأة الرجل عليه. Then the Sheikh, he mentioned that a man came once and asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Companions, they used to ask very important questions. May Allah be pleased with them. And Allah is pleased with them, as Allah tells us, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. This man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he says, O Messenger of Allah, what is the right of a man's woman over him? Meaning, his wife. What is the right that a wife have over her husband? Because we want to know these things. We don't want to know these things after we stand in front of Allah. After we die. No. We want to know these rights now so we can do something about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahim, merciful. You have rights. She has rights. You fulfill them to the best of your ability. And if you married a righteous woman, she's not going to ask you things that is a burden on you anyway. And even if she asks you something and you explain to her in a nice way because of husnul ishra, you say, honey, you ask me anything, I give it to you. You deserve the whole world. But you know, I don't have a bigger pocket like that or a wallet like that. But inshallah, I can't get you all what you ask. But what about if me and you sit down, tell me what you want from this list right away? Because I don't know what you need, so I can get you now these things. Next paycheck, I give you the rest. See? She may just say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Just give me these things. A righteous woman. Because she understands that if she makes things easy for her husband, that's what a righteous woman do for her husband. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, he telling this man the rights that the wife have over the husband. قال أن تطعمها إذا طعمت. You feed her when you eat. وتكسوها إذا اكتسيت. Make sure she have clothing when you have clothing. ولا تضرب الوجه. Don't strike in the face. ولا تقبح. And do not become abusive towards her, calling her all names. ولا تهجر إلا في الفراش. And when you have to separate yourself from her, because this is as a way of boycotting that is legislated for the husband, it should be only as related to relations with her. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad, wa Abu Dawood, wa Nasa'i, and Ibn Hibban, who says it is sahih. Likewise, Al-Hakim, Wad-Dharqutni, وصححه الألباني في الإرواح. الإمام الألباني رحمه الله تعالى authenticated this narration in his book Al-Irwa, hadith number 2033. قال الشيخ عبد العزيز للشيخ حفظه الله فهذه خمس خصال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave this man five qualities, five things. From the rights that the husband have over her, that for the wife have over her husband. And they are obligations upon the husband to fulfill to the best of his ability. أولا أمره أن يطعمها إذا طعم فيوفر لها الطعام. The Prophet ﷺ command that man, and this command not just for him, for all the husbands after him. Because there is a qa'idah that the ulama, they mention, al-ibratu bi'umumi al-lafzi la bi-khususi al-sabab. Al-ibra bi'umumi al-lafzi la bi-khususi al-sabab. Even though, what does it mean in Arabic, in English? Even if the Prophet ﷺ would address this man, but we understand from it that it is for everybody. Nobody can say, oh, this is not for me. This is that's a question for that man right there. No, the Prophet ﷺ was musharriya. The Prophet ﷺ, he was relaying the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless if the Prophet ﷺ said, this is only for you, ya fulan. This is only for you. Not for anybody else. No, that's only for him. So al-ibratu bi'umumi al-lafz, la bi-khususi al-sabab. So it is for everybody. Even though that one person has asked that question. So here he said to him, أَمَرَهُ أَنْ يُطْعِمَهَا إِذَا طَعِمْ فَيُوَفِّرَ لَهَا الطَّعَامِ. He commanded him to feed her when he eats. Meaning, the Shaykh he says, this doesn't mean whenever he eats, she gotta be right there. What if he's at work? He don't eat? What if he's traveling? No, it's not about the hadith. The Shaykh, that's why he explained. He says that he has to provide food. She's in the house, food has to be in the house. She's traveling with him, nah, he provides food. And not like someone, even if you have some issues with her, even if she made you mad or something, doesn't mean now you're going to go eat outside and come like nothing happened. I didn't cook anything. He just went, ate shrimp and whatever. Went, ate some rice, spaghetti, goat meat, whatever. He went to Medina or whatever. He ate with his friends. Now he came in the house like he didn't eat. Did you cook anything? He knows he left. He didn't leave anything to be cooked anyway. And now he's like, oh, you didn't cook anything? Well, okay. No, this is not good. You gotta still fulfill your obligation, Ya Abdullah. Ya Abdullah. Her giving you problems, that's one thing. No retaliation like that. Still have to fulfill your obligations. وَأَمَرَهُ أَن يُوَفِّرَهَا لَهَا الْكِسْوَةَ. Likewise, he commanded him that he has to provide clothing for her. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Sheikh al-Uthaymeen, Sheikh ibn Baz, many mashayikh, they say, and that clothing has to be in proportion to what? To what is needed. He ain't gonna give her like, it's freezing, and buy her like clothing of the summer. Okay, let's go. We'll go where? It's cold out there. Now he has to buy her clothing that she needs. Buy her clothing that fit her. Not buy her something small or big or like, well, that's all I can do for you. So that's what it means with the clothing. ثم نهاه عن ضربها في الوجه لأن الضرب في الوجه فيه إهانة وإذلال. ووجه الإنسان أشرف أعضائه الظاهرة فلا يجوز تشويهه بضربه ويمكن الأدب في غير ذلك. And he forbade him, the husbands are forbidden striking their wives in the face. Some men do that, والعياذ بالله. Some woman has to pick up her teeth from under the sofa. نعم والعياذ بالله. Some women, they have to be rushed to some emergency room, get some stitches. This is not right, man. These people got to be sick for them to do this. After we have a prohibition from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you have issues, you have problems, go deal with them. Find solution for your problems. If any husband has anger problems, go find the cure. Don't take it out of your wife or your children. Be honest. Say, look, man, I got a big problem. I need somebody to help me with this. This anger I have is not right. This is not from Islam. Who's my example? The Prophet ﷺ was not like this. He never put his hands on anybody. Never put his hands on a woman or a khadim or a child. So why am I doing it? Try to find the cure for that. Yes, a man can discipline his wife, but in a way that doesn't cause any harm for her. If it's needed, not when a person is angry. See, some men, they do it for totally the opposite. Discipline for her benefit. And you have to be limited with the Sharia, with what is legislated. Not whenever you're angry, you do whatever you want, and later on say, well, there was a hadith. I think there is a hadith. You think now. When since when the religion think? You do it, then you won't think there is a hadith. What about Babul Ilmi Qabla al-Qawli al-Amal? We heard your brother, Abu Muhammad, say it many times. Knowledge precedes statements and actions. What about that? Naam, ya akhwan. It's very important. If some of us, they have this issue, anger, throw stuff, now you got to say, look, man, I'm a Muslim. I want to die while Allah is pleased with me. I want to stand in front of Allah while I'm light. I want to take with me this thing. I want to take with me to my grave what's benefit me. Anything that harm me in my grave, and when I stand in front of Allah, I want to leave him right here in dunya. I want to ask Allah to forgive me. I want to repent. But then when you have a problem, we try to fix it. It's normal. You have a faucet that is leaking in whatever, in living in the kitchen or in the bathroom. What we usually do? Do we ignore it? We don't ignore it. No, you do something about it. If you try to fix it yourself, it may just be a titan. And that's what you do. You go over there, it's leaking, and you tighten it, alhamdulillah. You don't have to call the landlord. You don't have to hire somebody and charge you $75 for one simple twist. But if you really, the problem is a hole in there, it's a big problem, you cannot fix it. You don't have what it takes to fix it. What do you usually do? Call somebody who knows. Likewise, in this anger management, what we do? We have safe now. We have these issues. The right, we're just talking about the right people should do the right work. Okay? So the right people should do the right things. So if we have the mu'adhin that usually call the adhan, we would like for those people to call the adhan. But if those mu'adhin that are not here, then inshallah somebody else can call the adhan. Is that clear, inshallah? It's very important. This is a masjid. There is nidham. Calling the adhan is not a plan for anybody to just come and call the adhan. Barakallahu fiqh, Mahmoud. Jazakallah khair. Okay? Barakallahu fiqh. So now, inshallah ta'ala, the same way we have an imam. We don't just like everybody. The imam is around, three people jump out and call the adhan. No, the imam is here. If he's not here, then there are certain people who they are known. The imam says, if I'm not here, this brother here, Abdul Razzaq, this brother here, Hussein, this brother here, Abdullah, or Muhammad Abu Abdullah, okay? So Abu Muhammad ain't gonna jump in front. All right, I won't do that. Jazakum Allah khair. Likewise, when it's time for the adhan, the mu'addin, those who call the adhan, they call the adhan, barakallahu fikum. We have nidam. This is a masjid, this is the house of Allah. Okay, barakallahu fikum. Is it time? Tayyib, jazakallah khair. 1 more minute, tayyib, inshallah. Prepare in that minute, inshallah. Tayyib. Then the Shaykh says, وَنَهَاهُ أَنْ يُقَبِّحْ. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ made it forbidden to be abusive, for the man to be abusive towards his wife. كيف يعني يقبح؟ قال أن يقول كلمة قبيحة نحو قبحك الله أو غيرها من الألفاظ البذيئة. He says, what does it mean? Meaning he said to her, well, the husband addressed his wife with very bad and nasty words. Despicable terms. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Some man say to his wife, قَبَّحَكِ اللَّهِ. May Allah curse you. May Allah make you this and this. Bad things. Now, making dua against her? لا. فَإِنَّ الْأَلْفَادَ السَّيِّئَةِ تَجْرَحُ الْقَلْبِ أَعْظَمَ مِنَ الضَّرْبِ. The Sheikh says, because these bad words, actually they cause more damage on the heart, on the feelings, than even wounds. And there is a line of poetry that came to my mind right now. One of the poets says, جُرْحُ السِّنَانِ لَهُ الْتِئَامِ لَكِنْ لَا يَبْرَى مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ. Wounds that are caused by spears, They heal. Takes some time and they heal. But he says, but that which the wounds caused by the tongue, by statements, do not heal. Some people don't forget those things. They always remember these things. So the person do not be abusive. With everybody, we have to be nice and kind. But especially now, since this is about the Prophet ﷺ, he's addressing the husband. Naam, faddal.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أي نعم. So the Sheikh, he says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has forbidden this man to be abusive verbally toward his wife. Not to say to her and address her with bad words, make dua against her and call her names. No, we don't do this. And the Sheikh, he mentioned an ayah in Surah Al-Isra, ayah 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. And say to my slaves, the true believers of Islamic monotheism, say to them that they should only say those words that are the best. SubhanAllah. We say those words that are the best. Because shaitan verily sows a state of conflict and disagreements among them, surely shaitan is to man a plain enemy. وَنَهَاهُ عَنِ الْهُجْرَانِ إِلَّا فِي الْفِرَاشِ. Likewise, he forbade him to stay away from her except as related to the bed. Meaning the relationship, the relations. The Shaykh, he says, if a man wants to practice this adab, this adab is like this. The ulama, they says he turned his back. In the bed, he turns his back from her, to show her that he's angry with her. The Shaykh, he says, as for not to talk to her and be nasty with her, no, it's not the case. Just as related to the relationship, the relations, the intercourse. As for some men, they add from themselves, no, he's not talking to her. She say, honey, she's talking to the wall, slamming doors. I don't know, attitude. No, this is not what it is. We don't add anything, Yahwan. We adhere to the texts. You still talk to her, the Shaykh says. The Shaykh says, why? Because that's going to make it even worse. You're not talking to her, having attitude, slamming doors. That's even going to make the problem even worse now. Now you still want to talk to her, address her nicely, have a conversation. When she calls you, you answer. You talk to her and the like. Because this is what's going to actually help the problem. What do you want to do now? You want to make the problem better and fix it, or you want to add more to it? See, these some men, they don't know it right. I'm one of them. You know, see? And we, as soon as we want to apply the hadith, but we don't apply it the right way. The hadith says, just in one moment, you know, in particular thing, don't share the bed with her. Now, me or my Allah, may Allah protect us, we add more things to it. We slam doors and we call them names and we don't talk to them. Or like they like we're not there. That's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse. Now, the Shaykh, he says, you talk, you address her with nice words, because this will bring love again. When she see you still talking to her nice, she's going to come and she's going to apologize. She's going to say, I'm sorry. Zakallah khair for being nice. I know you could be nasty, you could be this, you could say a lot of words, you could do this, but Jazakallah khair for being a good husband. Zakallah khair. May Allah make you from the best, ameen. May Allah reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you from Ahlul Jannah, the best. See? Allahu Akbar. Why? Because you're still kind and nice. Because if you don't talk to her, now somebody else is whispering to her, shaitan. Or maybe he's thinking divorcing you, that's it. It's your last night here. He may go for Isha, she packed her stuff and she already left. Based on what? Whispers. Or maybe she called another sister and says, look, oh, we have issue and he didn't share the bed, but he ain't talking to me. He's slamming doors. I'm calling him, he don't like I'm not there. That sister, she may tell her, oh, that happened to me last time. Just pack your stuff, sister. You better not be there when he came back from Isha. No, some women are like that. And she may believe that, and he comes, she's gone. Now he's like, what happened, man? SubhanAllah, these sisters, she left. No, see, applying the advice of the ulama that they give us in the light of this text, that helps us a lot and saves us from a lot of trouble. Talk to her, tell her, sister, nothing's going to happen with us tonight. But still talk to her. Still, you're my wife, this, alhamdulillah, read some Quran together, listen to Ibn Baz. We still do these things. That's what's going to soften the hearts, inshallah. So now, I've been talking for almost 1 hour. Why I was talking, why? Is I was just talking, you guys, you brothers here, you have nothing to do, right? It just happened that you came and you find his brother behind the mic talking. He's like, well, let me check him out, what he's doing. Or is this is for us? This is for us. Let us apply it. We're going to apply class by class. We're going to apply these things. We're going to go home even before we go home. Let us send some nice text message. Nah, a small one. Don't be very creative. Just small little message. Let's stop somewhere and pick a little bar, candy bar, some little ice cream, and take it with you and say, look, I know I should have done this a long time, but now listen, I'm not going to sit here and say this or excuse it, I'm ignorant. And you know that. You're married to an ignorant man. May Allah make me better. Be patient with me as you are. Jazakallah khair. I learned something today in the class, alhamdulillah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah in sujood for Isha, to make us from those who apply these things. And tell her, look, I learned something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me to apply these things. Please forgive me.
Amen.
Please forgive me. You went through a lot with me because of my ignorance. And let me tell you something, sister. This is not the first time I heard this hadith. Nor this is the first time I find myself listening to a lecture about this. But for whatever reason, it clicked with me tonight. May Allah preserve you and protect you. And may Allah forgive me for my shortcomings. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا